This morning in studio is HPR's Kuvehi Hirishi to talk about the art of weaving.
That's right. Good morning, Catherine. I recently got the opportunity to check out this art of weaving that's specific to the Marshall Islands. So across the Pacific Islands, we have pandanus weaving, what we know here in Hawaii as lohala weaving. But in the Marshalls, they have this particular tradition called jakied, and it's finely woven lohala clothing mat. So women would actually traditionally wear skirts made of lohala, and we really don't see that in other cultures across the Pacific. So it was really interesting to see. That even more interesting thing was that this tradition had sort of almost died out. Maybe in the early 2000s, they started to make a comeback. So, and it's interesting because the Bishop Museum was actually where they uncovered 50 of these jakied mats.
Wow.
In the repository, and the folks in the Marshall Islands, women who were still around, who had a hint of what jakied was, they were stunned because they didn't realize that this was a tradition that was so prolific, because since a little bit before World War II, traditional clothing kind of went out of use, and so the tradition itself also went away because they didn't need it because they were using Western clothing. So I got a chance to see some of these mats and speak to Marcus Hanalei-Marzan, the cultural advisor over at the Bishop Museum, about, so at the time when they found those 50 finely woven mats, there were four known Marshallese women who were who knew the tradition, who actually learned the tradition, and that was rare. But he tells us the story of why those four women knew it.
They only knew how to weave it because they were children during World War II. And during World War II, because of the, you know, the war happening in the Pacific, a lot of the Western commodities were being restricted because of the war effort. So they had to revert back to their traditional clothing. So that's when, so they went back and started to weave their clothes again. And these four women were around at that time when that need was still around. So they actually were taught by their mothers how to weave these traditional pieces.
So these four women were sort of the masters that were called upon to bring this tradition back. Folks over at the University of the South Pacific started a program called the Marshallese Weaving Cultural Restoration Project to start an apprenticeship to get these women paired with Marshallese women, young Marshallese women, and kind of bring it back. So right now, it's been 12 years since they started doing that. They've got about 24, so a half a dozen or two dozen active weavers of jakied in the Marshall Islands across all atolls. And then they've probably had 200 or so young women go through the program. So this tradition, they're seeing more and more of it, and it's really a nice sight to see. So they have an annual gathering every year of all the weavers, and they usually have it in the back in the Marshalls. But Bishop Museum will send one of their, you know, one of the jakied from their collection, send it over for an exhibition, and then the weavers get to auction off their items.
It must have been just fabulous for Hanalei, because for folks who don't know, Marcus Marzan is a master weaver himself, and
yes,
just very fine pieces of art, incredible. He showed in Paris this summer.
That's
and
right.
He was also part of that fashion show that
Mali Arts Fashion,
yes,
Show.
Yes.
Yeah,
fabulous.
He's fiber art specialist, so I was glad to have him. You know, he just got back from Rapa Nui opening up that sister exhibit for the Bishop Museum's exhibit. So it was nice to catch him and sort of get his nuggets of knowledge. But this annual gathering had happened for the last 12 years in the Marshall Islands. First year, Bishop Museum hosted this year. So five of the weavers who had participated in the annual program actually flew up from the Marshall Islands to showcase their work and also to auction off their work. So I got to speak to Irene Tafaki, Dr. Irene Tafaki, over from the University of the South Pacific in the Marshall Islands. She sort of spearheaded this cultural restoration program in the Marshalls, and she was here bringing her weavers and talking about this annual gathering.
Well, it's an opportunity, I think, for the Hawaii community to see the cultural and creative genius of many of the Marshallese women. This is an opportunity for them for economic empowerment, to see that their art is valued by other people and purchased by others.
It really was economic empowerment. So I went, and these were all on auction. There were about 30 mats made, woven by weavers in this program. And all of, on average, they'll go for $300 a piece, but at most $750, which is a lot for these folks from these small atolls in the Marshall Islands. I think total in the last 12 or in the last 11 years, this program through this auction has fundraised around $89,000-$90,000, and that goes straight back to the weavers and not
great.
To any. Yeah, it's so it has become sort of that economic empowerment message, as Dr. Irene Tarfaki said. I did get a chance to find one of these weavers, Marshallese weaver Jawin Jerilung. She's from the island of Ebon in the Marshall Islands. She flew up along with the mayor of that island. And she had pieces in this auction, so I talked to her about what inspired her. So she's right here talking about how she was saying that her inspiration came from the pride that she feels for her island, for her home island, and being able to practice the traditions of her grandmother. So her grandmother was a weaver herself, but she did not have as much exposure to that tradition as she would have if the tradition had continued. But through this program, she's been able to take that on. She was, thank goodness, I don't speak Marshallese, so I had her, the mayor of Ebon, Ione de Broom, with her, translating for me. And I spoke to her about what this means for their entire island and for many of the Marshallese communities.
She's very young, and there's only, this is like, I'm so happy that the USB was able to revive this, because this is an old traditional method. It's rarely seen. So I'm glad that she's here and she can go back and promote with other girls.
So on top of the fact that this tradition is making a comeback, that economic component is actually something that's really motivating a lot of these weavers.
Well, that's terrific, because I know they do have a growing population here, a growing community here in the islands.
That's right. So I know personally over on the Big Island in Ocean View, a lot of the Micronesian community there are from the Marshalls. Big population there. I spoke to Tavaki about working with the local communities, because that's even, you know, the Micronesian diaspora here in Hawaii are even more isolated from their cultural traditions. So hopefully that might spill over here to Hawaii. They have collected over the last 130 years so many items that when put on display, I think the communities that are still around or that come through the museum are really, you know,
very appreciative. Yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah, terrific for Bishop Museum for having that collection to share and to keep this thread going.
Exactly. I think if it wasn't for those 50 mats that were found at the Bishop Museum, honestly, it would have taken a longer time for the Marshallese to figure out that this was in fact something that was really important to their kupuna.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, thanks, Catherine.
That was Kuʻuwehi Hiraishi, and for all her stories, you can log on to HawaiiPublicRadio.org.